But in between there, that was a great big step, and that was to go public. Because to go public, you give up a lot of the personality of your company. And yet that's where you get the financing to grow your company. You couldn't get it in BOK here or a smaller bank. You had to have big New York money. So we took our little story that we had to New York. I did one day. And I was dumbfounded by the success of going public. So I came home with a bunch of money and public and over half the company. I had a happy day, one of the happiest of my life. I called together all of our top employees and handed out enough money where they were wealthy for most of their lives.
Wow.
And it was just a real thrilling example. I'll never forget it.
Was there some fear and trepidation as you went to New York?
Yeah, scared to death. I didn't have any idea what I was doing. Yeah.
You remember who you first approached?
Yes. I chose a fellow. I can't think of his name now, but I got his name from Charlie Thornton with Reading & Bates. Charlie and I were good friends, and he recommended this fellow. He was good, and he opened the doors for us, and it all worked. They were hungry for investments in energy at that time. I was, too. One of the humor stories is after I got paid a bunch of money that day in a check. I never had money like that. And I needed a haircut, so I walked downtown. The first thing I did was go to a barbershop in New York and get a haircut. Man, did they scalp me. I just looked awful. So I come home that night with my money and no hair.
What a great day that was for
you.
Yes,
it was. It was a super day.
But your story was strong, because how many rigs did you have working?
20.
Tell us what you told them.
In New York?
Yes.
I told them that we had 20 rigs and we were going to probably double the company. We saw that much business coming ahead, but I wanted to be able to finance, and I didn't have the money to do it. We had a good track record, and they would have to bet on our integrity, and whether or not they thought we were the right kind of people to do that with, they liked it. Now, it long comes at that time, which had a lot to do with this, Amchitka. Now, Amchitka is the Aleutian Islands. We had received a contract from the United States government to do all of the atomic testing on the Aleutian Islands. No one else had ever done it. We had to create drilling rigs that were larger than the world. We had to go up there and work in those areas of Alaska out on the Aleutians. It opened doors for us worldwide because it was a first. And we tried to build our reputation on a first. But my point is, we brought back some big earnings from that operation. And that really intrigued the New York investors.
That was with the United States Atomic Energy Commission.
Yes,
that you landed that contract.
Yes. We went from there after 3 or 4 years to Las Vegas, that's called Nevada Test Site, and continued doing work there. All the work was, it was drilling these huge holes and then testing these devices down underground so they wouldn't vent into the atmosphere. I know the headlines are now different, but that's where I concluded there never would be a nuclear war. It was too awful.
Yeah. Did they reach out to you, the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission?
Yes. You know how I got that? University of Tulsa. Incidentally, I chaired the board at the University of Tulsa for a few years when Mac McKinnick passed away unexpectedly. He was a head of the bank here. So I was chairman of that, and they had a lot of respect for our company. Since Tulsa was the oil capital of the world, Washington came to the university and said, who should we talk to about this massive program? And it was from them that we got our reference. It was a big, big help.
But here you are, a loyal University of Texas grad.
Yes,
what are you doing at 2U? How did that come about?
And the famous night was at Southern Hills when I was head of the fundraiser for the University of Tulsa, and I made a wonderful pitch. You would have loved it. Please, we need support from the University of Texas. I mean, it came out. I could not help it. But anyway, both are good schools, and I enjoyed both.